last week I was quoting or was talking about a picture that was published in the Mail, where planning permission had been given by the planning authorities and on board Planola on what you were looking out at a lake that just went on forever and ever and ever. And they have another picture in this week, and the headline says, "Plain madness. Construction begins on flood risk zoned land despite residents' fears." And they show you the building site, and it's a lake. You know, it's covered in water. Please explain to me, Gerard. You explain that. You're very sane.
Very sane. Yeah. Well, I can't understand. It's well covered. I think Mr. McCarthy does a good piece in the Indo, doesn't he, today about this. I mean, there's serious questions being asked of how planning permission has been granted, not only for this site, but in respect of many houses that have been flooded so tragically in the last couple of months. So he brings up an interesting point about the accountability of the planning authorities as to why they gave planning permission in the first place, when it was clear that it related to the construction of a dwelling in a floodplain zone.
Yeah.
And I must say, I thought the article was very good and it was very enlightening. And it opened up, again,
this is Colin McCarthy's article.
He also brings up the whole thing about litigation again, and potential litigation as to why they were granted in the first place. So it is quite interesting, and the Mail have covered it very well, and I think it's a great heading, "Plain Madness." It's a great photograph to show how serious the position is.
Yeah, do you know what they were calling the 360 houses there? Cushnamara. I thought that was really very appropriate.
Wow. Well, on my way home, I will have to go through Carrigan Shan.
Oh, yeah. What was it like coming up?
Yeah, so basically, Carrigan Shan is on the Shan, obviously, as its name suggests. It's one side of it's in Roscommon, one side of it's in Leitrim. Much of it is flooded, and there's currently a diversion via higher grounds. So the N4, you have to divert. And this has been the case as long as I've been travelling through Carrigan Shan. And yes, there are apartment complexes and shopping centres and various places, built-in areas that have historically flooded. And the locals will tell you, well, it's always flooded there. And you wonder how they could have got planning permission and how, you know, given the disasters that have happened, how we could be continuing to give planning permission as in the scenario in County Meath that Gerard was talking about. It's just madness.